Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me on this lovely morning is the one, the only, the hilarious, the lovable, the huggable, Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Brick Special Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello. What a lovely intro, Ben.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. How are you doing on this fine morning?
Good. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here. Real Housewives of New Jersey has really come through this year, Ben.
Yeah, it really has. It's revived. It's back. It's back in prime form. Yeah, it's a great way to kick off this day. I've already had a pretty spectacular day. I got stuck in traffic. Caused by Mary J. Blige. So there you go. It's a very LA sort of day, right? Like, why is there a traffic jam? Oh, Mary J. Blige. She was getting a star on the Walk of Fame, and I was just trying to get home from Toyota of Hollywood. And, you know, I don't know. Well, I can't help but feel like there was more drama in my life because of Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, and it's very fitting for Crappens that on a Crappens day, MJ is getting in your goddamn way. It's like another MJ. It's a different MJ, but still.
Yes, and you know, I want to give a big shout out to one of our fellow member of our Crappens family. He has a podcast out, and in fact, it just came out yesterday, and this is astounding. It is the number 3 podcast in all the podcast universe, according to iTunes. Ira Madison, his new podcast,
Whoa.
Keep It. It's number 3, not on like TV and film, not on gossip, not on this or that. It's TV. It's number 3 overall. It's higher than Oprah. Okay.
Holy mother, so, Ira. Jeez.
Ira, he was a guest on our show. Actually, that's at this point about 2 years ago. But he's come to our live shows. He supports. So we want to support back, and not that he really needs it, because in one day his podcast is totally eclipsed ours.
God, no shit. Congrats, Ira. Damn.
Yeah, he's with Crooked Media, so that's you know, those are good people to have. So anyway, Ira, congrats. Everyone go subscribe to his show, because he's a doll. Even if he seems biting, he's a doll. He's a doll that bites. His name is Annabelle.
That's very 2018, a biting doll. And also, we have a very late birthday wish to Shuki Katuria. Shuki turned 40 December 19th.
Oh, God.
And look what we're doing. We're saying happy 40th birthday in 2018. But Shuki, your sister loves you so much. Gigi. Wow. Shiji and Shuki, we love you both.
Happy birthday.
Late-ass birthday to you, girl.
Yeah, you know, it's not a real birthday until it's been like 3 weeks later. That's when you know it's real. So happy belated. And, you know,
That's when I realize it's my birthday. It's always a damn month later where I'm like, wait, why am I depressed? It was my birthday a month ago.
Listen to this segue. December 19th happens to also be the birthday of my childhood friend, Whitney Olant. And Whitney Olant lives in Boston, and in fact, she is coming to our Boston show. That was my transition. You sort of set it up perfectly with that December 19th reference there.
You set me up for "I Believe in You and Me," Whitney. Oh, Whitney, Bobby's fault.
So come see me, Ronnie, and Whitney. We will all be in Boston next week. Our show on the 20th is sold out. We will be talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey on the 20th. Okay, at that show, we're talking about the latest episode, which will be the first reunion episode, which looks amazing. Yes. And then on our Thursday show, which is on January 18th, we will be discussing the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules. So if you want to hear all our Vanderpump Rulesiness live, come to our Boston show on January 18th. Go to watchforcrappins.com to buy your tickets, maybe even some merchandise if you're feeling it. You could be like Matt Garcia, who just received a whole box of birthday merchandise from us that his boyfriend bought, which is so sweet. So anyway, that's the news. Vanderpump Rules recap on the Thursday show in New Jersey, on the Saturday show, watchforcrappins.com for tickets. And now let's talk some Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh my God, Jersey, Jersey, Jersey. I'm throwing myself down the stairs so I don't have to do this recap.
Are you really, though? Is that just an excuse to not have to do the recap?
Look, I'm going to prove it by having a camera crew at the bottom of the stairs. Hey, camera crew, where were you when she was at the top of the stairs?
How did you miss that? No? How did you miss Siggy Flicker falling down a staircase?
Mm-hmm. And I love the Bravo universe because people really are fighting online today. Like, did she fall down the stairs on purpose? Did she not fall down the stairs on purpose? I mean, you just got to love this world we live in.
Let's just take a moment to reflect on what a wonderful season of New Jersey this was, and how I feel like we've been rewarded for our patience through terrible, terrible seasons of this show. That now it has finally come back to the holy land of being peak Bravo TV.
Yes, guys. It's called seasons. Seasons change. Feelings change.
Seasons change. Nice expose reference, Ronnie. I like that.
You see, you like? I'm in a singing mood today.
Yeah.
So it started off with this season on the Real Housewives in New Jersey. And you can tell how good the season was because it started with "Hi, everybody!" with Siggy walking into that restaurant in Boca and just screaming at everybody. "Hi, Tina! Hi, Jeffrey! I went to prom with him!"
Man.
And I think that was a very, very good representation of the season.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that stupid cake incident really would have set the tone for the entire season? Was the season 7, 8? I don't know what
eight.
Season. 8, wow. Yeah, eight. Wow. I hope people get back on the Jersey train. You know, I hope the word is out that the show is good again and that you should all be watching again, because it was hilarious. Every single episode, something absolutely hilarious went on. I don't think there was a single episode that felt like dumb filler. I just thought it was great.
It also helps that it was 13 episodes this season.
Yeah.
Because when it shows in trouble on Bravo, or it's just getting a second chance or fourth chance, whatever you want to call this one, they'll shorten the season.
Yeah.
And I think it works like that. You know, it works when you're not watching this at least a quarter of your year.
It does. It felt like a full season. I remember when I read that they were doing their reunion, I was like, already? Like, I feel like we're like only halfway through the season. But by the time now that the show has ended, I feel like, no, it felt like a full season. It was a good length. I mean, it was about the same length as Dallas, right? I think they're both 13 episodes.
Uh-huh.
It's actually, you know, certain shows like New York or Vanderpump Rules, give me 20 episodes because I love it. I want more and more of it. But a nice 13-episode order for something like Jersey or Dallas is perfection.
Yeah, no complaints here. And if you keep them to 13, you can do every city in the world. Mm. Every city in America, at least. Get to it, people. Get to it. Keep adding them on. I don't like when people say, oh, the housewives are dying. It's all going away. No, it's not. I'll tell you when it's dying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jezebel tries to get that old... I forget the expression that you would say. I want to say battle axe. It's not bad. Chestnut? Chestnut? That old chestnut?
Axe ground?
Whatever it is.
Like grind the axe?
Whatever it is. I know that there's always going to be some sort of like contrarian think piece that comes out and says, guys, the housewives are over. Let's just face it. Like, it ended a long time ago. When Jill Zarin left, the franchise left. It's like, okay, get over yourself. We're all still watching, okay?
Yeah, okay. So thanks for using your source as Jill Zarin's voicemail that she left you. It's like Gretchen says. A source close to Gretchen says.
The housewives are dying. Yes. Now everyone's watching Jerseylicious, the reboot. It's not real.
Oh, trust. We will tell you when it's dying, okay? We will tell you.
We will
change the show title to something else. We'll be making fun of something else when the time is right. But until then, we've got, hi, everybody!
Hi! Hi!
So we open this episode with the breakout stars of the season, The Marge, who's the Marge. Not even classic Marge now. She's just the Marge.
Yeah, the Marge. Well, she was always the Marge, okay? But you know what? Calling her the Marge is very classic Marge, okay? I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. That's the nomenclature for classic Marge and Marge Senior, okay? They're going up in size.
I'm so excited to see my dress. You're going to go crazy, Bob, when you see this dress. It's nuts. This dress is going to be crazy. It's going to be see-through, which Joan would have done. That would have been so Joan had she worked out like me a little bit. Or get spanks, you know, like get some skin color spanks, because my butt is huge. It's like junk in my truck. You know what I mean?
Mom, this dress, it's actually too small for me, Mom. It's actually choking me right now. It's like I choke my neck right now. It's like, what am I? Like, what am I in some sort of, like, self-masturbation where you choke yourself like the guy from NXS? I'll tell you what's excessive is the tightness of this. Okay, it's a lot, Mom. Okay, classic Marge. That was a lot of jokes right there. That's like a Joan. That's a big Joan sequence right there. Three Joan jokes right in a row.
The lady's like, do you want to get undressed? And she's like, well, wait, yeah, I do want to get undressed, but Danielle's coming and she's my friend. Okay, Ma, Danielle's coming. She's
Ma,
my friend.
Danielle's here. Okay. But Danielle's coming here, Ma. Ma.
Okay.
Ma.
It's a see-through dress, but the truth is I feel like I'm a young girl because I'm delusional, okay? So that's why. I'm delusional. Like, forever in my mind, I'm young, like Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a classic Goldie Hawn. Like, what do you do when you put Goldie Hawn and Joan Rivers together? You get classic Marge. That's what you get right there. Like, throw me overboard because that's what I am right now. Do you see what I did there?
You get Golden Rivers.
I'm like First Wives Club, okay? Except I'm all the wives clubs. That's another Joan right there. It didn't make sense.
The First Contractors Club. The First Contractors Club. Starring Joe, and Joe.
You know what? It's not, death doesn't become me, but I'll tell you what does become me. A new floor in the ballroom, okay? A new floor in the ballroom becomes me. That's my movie with Meryl Streep.
Hey, Goldie, don't feel bad. Meryl Streep still ignores my calls, too. Like, it's crazy. Like, she doesn't know who's calling her. So she's in there
laughing.
Trying.
I hope you're laughing right now. See what I did there? Laugh in. Get it? Goldie Hawn, Joan Rivers. It's a lot of humor happening. It's a lot happening right now. Okay, and you know, it's like if, like, I think I'm anti-Semitic, but I tell jokes just as good as the Jews, okay?
She's always on. She's even in the dressing room trying on her dress. It's like... Her mom's like, what's the noise in there? What is that? She's like, I'm working on a new set, Ma. Okay? Working on a new set trying to squeeze in this dress, okay? This is the Marge flag. Get it, Ma?
Get him out. Look, I'm doing a whole line of Jetson's clothes. Okay, it's called the Macbeth Jetson clothes. Okay, it's called the Judy Jetson collection. Okay, I gotta workshop the joke. Okay, just let me workshop a little bit, Mom. Okay. Did you hear that Danielle's coming? Okay, tell Danielle that Goldie Hawn's getting dressed. See what she says.
Oh my God, Danielle's coming. You know what? Get Habib. Habib, get over here. We got issues with the dress. The boobala. Come on.
It's like a sag. It's like burlap sacks of rice over here.
And Habib's like, we will take care of this in 5 minutes. She's like, 5 minutes? Seriously? How are you going to do this in 5 minutes? Look at this part. This. Back it up, Habib.
This could take more work than the renovations in my ballroom. Have you spoken to Joe about this? Oh my God. Joe, he can't even do it for the life of him. I got a party going on in 2 days, Habib. Okay, how long is it going to take you to do this dress? 5 days? I mean, nothing goes on schedule anymore. I mean, might as well not even throw a party. Might as well just turn on the TV and watch Seinfeld.
Joe should take notes. I mean, Habib has been here like less than 2 minutes and he's already pulled out the spackle. Okay?
Spackle me up, Habib. Spackle me up. Okay?
Classic Joan. That's classic Joan. I'm going to show up with hole filler at my old party. Okay? Classic Joan.
So Danielle comes in and she sees Marge in this crazy dress and she's like, oh, it's stunning though. Oh.
You're naked. Look at that. You're naked. She's like, yeah, well, you've seen the Marge before. You've seen the Marge naked before, haven't you? You remember that? You've seen the Bodula, the bubble of the Bodula. She's like, I have, and it's gorgeous.
I have a question since we're talking about Danielle. There was some chatter on the internet about some scene with Danielle that was cut out on last week's episode where she apparently had sex with Marty at the Gorga Pizza opening and then was like, I have semen on my shoe. What is this? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, so what I'm understanding from this season is that Danielle's the one who's really getting fucked over, okay? She comes on, she's trying to start fights with everybody, she's fucking somebody in a bathroom and getting sperm on somebody's shoe. Like, I don't know whose shoe, probably Dolores, that's what I read in the comment. I don't know if that's true because, you know, I'm not a real news source, like, I don't know, All About the Tea or Reality Tea or TT, you know, Green Tea. Chamomile tea.
Green tea. This is the green tea news. Danielle Staub got semen on Dolores' shoe.
Yes. So I don't know whose shoe it was, but she got in trouble for that. She got in trouble for some racist rant against her ex-boyfriend and was calling him all sort of like Hispanic slurs and stuff to the point where all the other housewives were refusing to shoot with her and they tried cutting her out of the season. which apparently didn't work. So, Danielle, you know, we see you making an effort.
Oh, I
think it didn't work out.
She needs to be fully promoted, if you ask me. No, full. I mean, she has been part of all the drama. She and Margaret have been, you know, MVPs of this season. I mean, you could even make an argument for Siggy and all her craziness. You know, you can't have you can't have these arguments without a crazy person.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, we reward you. Okay, here's some hugs. I mean, not too close. Yeah. I do not want your man semen on my croc. So I'm staying kind of over here, but like air hugs.
So yeah, Marge and Danielle are talking about this upcoming birthday party for her because Margaret's turning 50 and she's having a Studio 54 party. And you know, she's like, look, you know what, I have madness, and I'm not gonna like not invite Siggy. I'm not gonna disinvite her. I'm gonna invite her because I've got madness. But you know what though, like if she makes a scene, you know what, my party planner Larry is just gonna kick her right out. Like you don't want to mess with Larry, okay? You know he sells mattresses. You know he's killing me, Larry, all the time.
You're killing me, Larry.
I love that. Larry, my party planner, will kick her ass out. I've never been so excited to meet a character as I have Larry, the party planner.
I know. Have you also noticed that Margaret always looks like she's blowing on hot tea to cool it down? Like, no matter where she's walking, she's always like...
But not with the ooblo.
The
grimace,
like
blow.
It's like it's right below her lips. Like she's like, it's like staged and ready to be sipped from. But she's like, you know what? Let me just give this one more. Let me give it one more blow because I don't want to burn my tongue. Okay, I got a sharp tongue, but I don't want to have a burned tongue. You see what I did, Jim? Tongue humor.
And I don't know why I thought it was funny that she was shopping at Versailles, but I did. I laughed. I wrote it down. I was like, is every place in Jersey named something like that?
It's
like,
I know. And every place that's named Versailles has the same font, whether it's the Cuban Chicken Place here in L.A. or the furniture shop. Oh, not furniture shop. It probably is a furniture shop in Jersey.
Yeah, like, it's like fancy, but also hard rock.
Yeah, like it's got a little bit of that like gothic font, Germanic font to it, but it's also got some zap chancery for some zazzle.
Yes. I like that Habib went all the way out for the font.
Yeah. He really killed it.
He's like, give me 5 minutes. I need more than 5 minutes for this font, okay? So Marge isn't the only one shopping.
Siggy's over at Rothman's! Josh, you see these t-shirts?
He's like, will you get me this flask? It's for water, Ma, but I'm going to college now. She's like, oh,
it's like a stake in my heart.
I'm not getting you a flask, but I will get you a cookie jar to remind you that you came out of my cookie!
You want to stop by the cookie store? I want to buy you a cookie cake!
Joshua Ahoy. It's my favorite kind of cookie.
I almost drank some water. I'm glad I waited.
Thanks. I was really, really excited to drop a good Chips Ahoy joke on the podcast.
Josh is Barry.
Yeah.
Josh is Barry cookies.
Okay, so we're ridiculous.
Josh Lano. That's like a Milano and Joshua together.
It's when Josh is like small and dry with me. He's charging me more money on my credit card, but he's a little more dry than a cheap cookie.
O-R-E, Joshua.
So they're basically shopping for prom, and he's like, look at me, I'm going to college. And she's like, I'm dying!
Rodrigo, come here. Rodrigo, do you sell life jackets? Get me a life jacket, because I'm drowning in despair, Rodrigo.
He's like, oh my god. Jesus Christ, isn't it bad enough I'm comping your suit?
Yeah, and Josh was like, well, I think this scarf would look good with me because it'll look really good at Penn State. She's like, he's going to a college where he's going to learn about penmanship. No, Ma, I'm going to Penn State. He's going to learn about animals and keeping them in a pen. My brave Joshua is going to till the land like a farmer. No, Mom, Pennsylvania State. Oh, okay.
Can I drive there? I'm in, Joshua, I'm in. I'll never have to get on a plane to see my child.
I'm like, well, Southwest thanks you. Okay, everybody in the line at Southwest Airlines thanks you.
I can't even imagine Siggy on Southwest. First of all, you know, she would get into the wrong letter part. She'd be like, hello, I'm going to stand right here. Hello, I'm Siggy Flicka. Is this section A14? Like, no, ma'am, this is C35. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, she would be a C because she would always forget to do it on time like me.
Yeah.
And then she would try and go in, and every time they called a boarding call, they'd be like, boarding call for special people, you know, or people with children or limps or whatever. And she'd be like, it's me. I've been stabbed through the heart the second that Joshua left me. My heart is leaking. It's like, no, ma'am, that doesn't count.
No.
But I have a child, and his name is Joshua. Is younger than 3 months. Well, he's basically 2 months plus 18 years, but I still think of him as my little 2 month. I remember him in my hands right here. If you can remember your child when he's 2 months, can you go in ahead of everyone else? Because I remember very well.
Where's the line for people who grew up in a cellar?
Where's the line for people who drive over garbage can lids when they drive their cars?
So that's pretty much it. He's like, please do not come visit me without texting first. And she's like, I'm going to every football game. Why does he want to go to every football game? He don't play football, does he?
No, but like Penn State has a huge football program.
Yeah, that sounds like the most horrible thing. My mom's like, we're going to football every week. I'm like, you're not my mother. Get out.
Penn State, isn't that Joe Paterno or the late Joe Paterno and the scandalous Jerry Sandusky? Isn't that Penn State right there?
Wow, talking about Siggy's awkward cookie remarks, okay? We don't need to make this more awkward.
We don't have to bring Jerry Sandusky into this.
Sandusky cookies.
No, okay. No.
No, you started it. Okay, passing that over. Let's go over to Nona.
Nona! Oh, help me do this!
Oh, I don't know!
He's basically Siggy.
Yeah,
he's basically I've never realized that until right now.
Joshua!
Well, Nona knows his grandchildren because when he wants help in the kitchen, look, he knows who to assign what, right? He just hands Melania the big old hammer to, like, beat the beef. He's like, here! Beat the beef! She's like, all right.
Bam, 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 bam!
Yeah, he's good for that. So basically, it's Teresa's birthday. And if you may remember from a previous episode, Joe Gorga wants the kids to surprise her and everything. So Joe Gorga and Melissa and their kids arrive, and it's like cooking the meat, and they're signing these little cards, and it's really cute. And then Teresa
comes
over.
They all had to write letters, which, you know, thank God no homeschool teacher is around to read those out loud, because I have a feeling they're horrifying. Well, Did you notice that Melissa said right when she got to the door, oh my God, as soon as you get to this door, you smell garlic.
I did notice that she said that. Yeah, I'm sure those kids are good at writing letters. I think they've had a lot of experience with their parents over the past 2 years or so.
Oh.
It's true. They write letters to their parents in prison. Whatever it takes to improve your penmanship, right? A little call back to Penn State.
Man. I love when you can make me clutch the pearls.
Listen, I'm not the one who made the joke about Jerry Sandusky and cookies.
You teed it up!
You can't start a T-ball game and get mad that someone swings at the ball, okay?
Either way, the kids write their letters, and then Teresa shows up like, oh, everyone hide in the corner, and she shows up to the kitchen. They're like, surprise! And she's like, ah! Which was cute, but also, like, only Teresa would be surprised by her own children being in her own house.
It's like, what are you doing here? Also, Teresa is the only person on the show who doesn't get the irony of wearing black and white stripes. She's like, hey guys, I was gonna take us out for dinner. Want to make a break for it?
I stole some cookies because I'm the cookie crunch. See, it all comes back. Cookies and jail, it all comes back together in a cereal.
Siggy's hanging from a beamer or a rafter. Like, what? Don't talk about cookies.
Is she a bat?
Just that's her magic word, Siggy and cookies. Come on, it's the season finale.
Yeah, so
Siggy's not long for this world, so I want her popping up in every scene being a
Yeah, we only have this is basically like we only have a few episodes left of Sigala before she's gone from the Housewives universe.
Oh, Sigala bubble bubble.
So they start reading their letters, and Melania's like, I couldn't describe in words what I think of you. So I just wrote a middle finger being put up. Love, your favorite daughter, Melania.
So she's here's... like, ah! So I put a wad of gum in here instead.
So Teresa's like, oh, my daughters have been through a lot. They do, you know, but they wow me, you know, because, like, you question yourself, like, is I doing a good job as is? Like, and then you come home and you see this and, like, Melania can write. Like, I didn't do so bad. Like, Joe did all of this, okay? Yeah. So credit Joe for being a good brother. But also, it is nice that your kids didn't, like, you know, attack you with bats or whatever.
You
never know with those kids.
Yeah, I think they're all moving in the right direction. So we learned that Teresa's going to go see Joe this weekend for the first time in about 7 or 8 months. And she's bringing Melania and Adriana to the prison. And she just really wants an apology. She wants the apology. She feels like she lost time with her mom. And she feels like he never really apologized. So that's...
And she hasn't been there in, like, 8 months.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, you know, like, I'm nervous because, like, I want to hear him say I'm sorry because, like, it's festering in my brain. Like, if I keep it inside, it's not going to be a good thing.
At least something's in there.
So on these shows, you know, everybody gets faceless, and I'm not going to faceless shame anybody. But my favorite thing to point out is that you can lift your face, but it keeps moving your hairline back. You know, so people just, like, get these huge foreheads and then, like, you've got a ponytail starting in the middle of your head. It looks crazy. But it's going opposite for Teresa. Have you noticed? It's weird. It's like they're lifting that up but then pulling the other part down. I'm not really sure what's happening. But
she's basically turning into Senior Wences at this point.
Wait, who?
Senior Wences.
Like Wences went to town?
No, like... That you know, Christmas when you make song? A puppet with your hand, you know, to make your hand, you put your, make it like, and you turn your hand, you make a fist, and then you put it on its side and make the thumb is like the lower jaw and go, burp, 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 burp. Senior Wences? No one?
This is Brainfester?
Hello, this is Uncle Brainfester.
So next up, Dolores, Frankie, and Frank.
Well, we gotta save these moments, you know, because Frank's gonna go off to Sacred Heart, and Frankie, he's still here. Wait, which one's Frank? Which one's Frankie? Well, one of them's going off to college, and one of them's banging me in the bedroom. Okay, so let's bowl.
Let's bowl. Do I look pretty? I didn't wear makeup. Okay, yeah, I do. Okay, great. So this is where you spend the weekends with your friends? I thought you was going to be taking us to a strip club or something. Look, I raised him, Frank, huh? I raised him, huh? I'm the one who raised him, huh? I mean, there's pasta still on the counter. Look, there's pasta on your lane. Is this your lane? There's, like, some pasta dropped on this lane.
You know, I was afraid when Frank moved into the house. I thought he was not... I wasn't sure if he'd get along with Frankie. But it turns out two guys who only care about lifting weights and knocking their heads and spilling pasta everywhere, heh, they get along. Who'd have thought?
And Dolores even can give some bowling shade. She's like... Yeah, you know, I got the boyfriend at home, kinda. You know, I see him sometimes when he's not saving lives. And then I got Frank to boss around and swift to the kitchen, you know? Like, people ask questions, but look, I'm not wearing makeup. I'm still gorgeous. And I know this. We're happier than a lot of people I know. I'm like, ooh-hoo, bowling shade.
Listen, everyone wants to put our relationship in a box, but they can't put it in a box. You know why? Because we're already in a zoo. So we're in a cage.
Don't close me up. You know why? Because I got an open kitchen now, okay?
Listen, I got an open kitchen. The last thing I wanted is a box, okay? I spent all this time doing cabinets and, you know, there's Boo that was there for a long time. And now Frank is here and they're just spilling pasta everywhere and they got the new chairs. I think I want a box. I don't want a box. I want a bowl.
I want a big, large countertop that I can have somebody come over and beat the meat. I'm calling Melania. Just large enough with a hammer. I like when they tie up storylines and it's like, now we're bowling. The end. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. I did this without bumpers, okay?
That's We've come a long way. Thing. Frankie used to bowl with actual kitchen bowls. It was a disaster every single day. Why do you think we need new cabinets? We have to put locks on them to save the bowls.
Talk about a Swiffer. Jeez, we'd be up and down these lanes like crazy people.
Hello, this is Ziggy Flicker. We are going to pause to take a commercial break. Some of you will hear an ad, some of you won't. But one thing is for sure, I miss my Joshua.
Why? So next is Marge. Now, Marge has been hiding gifts in her basement.
Yes.
Okay. And this one's name is Marlena. Not Marlena Evans, but you never know what these shows.
I think it was actually Marlene. I mean, it was spelled Marlene. No, you're right. Never mind.
It's Marlena, but she calls her Marlene. She's like, Marlene, where's my sexy girl, Marlene? Where's my sexy girl? Is she folding the leopard print towels? I hope so. Marlene, get up here, Marlene. She's like, she's like dancing it with towels.
She's like a pixie, and she just comes in, and she's like, tell me, sexy girl, la 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 la.
All right, that's enough disco diva, okay? What are you going to wear? Are you going to dance? Are you going to wear something?
Disco.
Where has she been all my life?
Yeah, why have we not been seeing... I mean, I understand that Marge Sr. needs a lot of time on screen as the kooky ancillary character to Marge Junior, classic Marge, but we need some Marlene also.
Yes, Marlene needs to be on the show every episode. And hell, Marlene needs to just go talk to Siggy. Just have her do it.
Yeah. She would solve everything. She goes, yeah. Sexy girl, sexy Jewish girl, la 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 la, disco come down.
Are you saying I'm anti-disco? Because you're wrong. Disco, disco. It's like the whole season is solved in one Marlene scene.
So he's like, she's very enchanting. I understand everything now.
So Marge is like, all right, come on, look, Joyce is coming over with a rendering, okay? I put Joe through the ringer with this room renovation, but we're gonna get a rendering, okay? Because when he sees the renderings, it's gonna kick him into gear, okay? Like, if it's my 70th birthday party when this room is done, like, he's gonna be dead, okay? We're gonna die in a rented room. I don't even care if I have to move into this cardboard box. Joyce, come in here.
Hold on a second. Margo number 3 is on the phone. Margo number 3. Okay, this is crazy. Okay, this is Goldie Hawn by way of Joan Rivers calling you. Okay, Joyce is coming over. We're gonna do some renderings. It's just be amazing. I don't even know how Joe is gonna handle it, but he's been taking so long on this ballroom. I don't even know if he'll ever finish it. But at least we get some renderings. We'll put the renderings up on the wall. It'll be like that show with Reza Farahan. What's it called? Yours, Mine, and Ours. This is more like Yours, Mine, and Joyce's. You know what I'm saying? I'm cutting Joe out. You know? Classic Joan.
Well, I'm glad that for Joyce, they hired Dana from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
She's like, Dana, look, I feel bad for you, Dana. Okay? I don't like to see anybody's downfall. Okay? The Game Night episode, it was a classic. So I'm giving you another chance. Your name is Joyce now. Okay? Just come in with the rendering and talk funny. And so Joyce comes in. She's like, oh my God, 25,000. Am I right? Am I right?
25,000. My baby speaks toy. All right, you know, listen, come here. Look out for the stairs. I don't want to break a cankle or anything like that. You know, Michael Joseph, that's a classic word of mine. I like to say cankle. Cankle's like a very good, it's a buzzword. It's a buzzword of the Macbeth collection. We actually have like a cankle culottes. Yeah, you put a culotte on your cankles. It looks very stylish. Get them in Italy, Milan.
We've got a change purse from Milan that says cankle crossing, okay? Have you ever seen that before? On the back, it's 2 seahorses kissing.
Cankle crossing. Cankle on board.
So I really like that Margaret didn't do a Property Brothers where it's like, we can't finish on time, so just, you know, tape some shit to the walls and let's leave and move on to the next house.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, here's a rendering. That's what it'll look like hopefully by next season. Until then, here's what we get. Now let's call Party Planet Larry in here and he'll tape some shit on the floor, okay?
Yeah. Joyce, you did a great job. I'm not going to pay for any of this, but it looks great. Thank you so much.
And Joe's like, please don't paint that wall white, please, for all that's holy. And she's like, Joyce goes, it'll look amazing, amazing, amazing.
At this point, amazing. Marge is in full, she's sort of like Raja Hati mode, where her hands are out like a Hindu god, but she's blowing tea below her chin. She's like, Joe, it looks amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, Joe, I've had enough.
There's holes in the floor, okay, Joe?
Joe, there's literally holes. There's like holes. Our floor is actually holes. There's a pit. It's a pit to hell in here. Okay, Joe. And there's no confetti. All I see are holes, no confetti.
I love that Party Planner Larry is coming and filling holes.
That's what you do when your name is Party Planner Larry.
You know what else you do? Sometimes you just drive to prison. It's like, hey, Party Planner Larry, we need to make this a fun day. You want to get in the car to prison with us? It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
So Tree is going off to visit Joe, and she's with Adriana and Melania. And one of the girls is like, I wish I could rewind time, which is really sad. And Teresa is still really mad at Joe, and she's saying, she's talking about, I really want my apologies is and stuff. So will she get her apology? We're not sure, because the car pulls up, and then this big text on the screen is like, no cameras were allowed inside the prison. I'm like, yeah, I'm like Dolores. I've been at this part of the zoo before. We get how it works.
Yeah, we figured. It was sad when she's like, hey, girls, what are you going to tell Daddy? And the kid's like, well, I'm going to tell him about my recital and my communion and my sleepover. She's like, oh my God, I didn't even know about that stuff. You should write that down. So after, it's like, no cameras allowed in prison. So after, she's like, wasn't that fun, kids? And they're like, it was amazing. Which is cute. I mean, those kids really do put up with a lot of shit. And what is Melania's phone cover? Did you notice that?
I noticed it was like a Jesus. It wasn't a Jesus, but there was like a priest on it. Well, at first I was going to make a comment about it. I was like, look at her like super religious phone cover. But then I started thinking that it wasn't a phone cover. I started to wonder if there was like a little sort of pocket that you could put stuff in. And maybe there was some sort of like prayer that had been slipped in there. So then I was like, oh, that's not as crazy. I mean,
oh, I think really it's Sean crazy. Connery. It's like Sean Connery playing a saint. It's like an odd it's like an odd eBay phone cover. And I was like, oh, Sean Connery is playing saint. I think it's a saint of missing things, whatever that saint's name is. But I was like, that's a Marlene saint.
disco.
I find it for you.
So the Gorgas are over at the Jonathan Adler store.
Yeah.
And I love
that. See you later, decorator.
See you later, decorator.
Do you remember that?
Yes, of course. I recapped that show at TV, guys. Of course I remember.
Oh, the way he would say it, he would get that sad look on his face and say, see you later, decorator. And yes, I am Jonathan Adler being forced to sing this ridiculous tagline.
See you later, decorator. I'm sorry, but your paint is not dry. Whatever they said.
See you later, I love decorator. That show. I know. I really loved when they brought in India Hicks and they upgraded from see you later, decorator to something like, you don't fit in, you're going home.
Like, yeah, very like severe. You're ugly. India Hicks is like, you're ugly and you limp.
Get you're out. Going home.
Yeah. You're
you simply do not fit in with us. You're going home.
You smell funny to rich people. Get out.
Whatever happened to the sweet see you later, decorator? You're going home.
God, I miss that show. They're like, all right, today's challenge. You've got one little white room. Now turn it into a three-room dining room. Wait, what? That's impossible.
Not if you're Ricky Schroeder's wife.
Oh, remember my God, that show.
Remember, she was always like, I don't want to tell people this, but I'm Ricky Schroeder's wife, and I'm afraid that once word gets out, I'll be treated differently.
Oh, my God, girl. She's like, I don't want people to take me less seriously than they already do.
I don't want people to think I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Ah, damn it.
Damn She's it. Like, damn it. It takes different strokes to rule the world. Why couldn't I be married to one of those guys?
I always did have a thing for Conrad Bain.
Oh, top design.
Yeah. So speaking. So anyway. So we're at Jonathan Adler's store, and I guess New York City or something. And Melissa and Joe are there. They're browsing for a gift for Classic Marge's birthday party coming up. And then Teresa joins.
Melissa lets us know, this cracked me up, because she's like, oh, here we are, Jonathan Adler. Margaret requested that all of her gifts come from here. Which is hilarious. Like, Okay, I'm not going to register. Just get everything from Jonathan Adler. I love him. He's like so Joan, that guy. Like, he gets it. He gets
so
it.
So Joan. He's so Joan. What are the odds that anyone's actually going to go to Jonathan Adler's store in the city versus like going to local synagogue and be like, hello, it's Jonathan Adler here. We're supposed to get a gift from him. You know that
she's
like
if you don't bring me a gift from him, see you later, decorator, okay? That's all I'm saying to you, okay?
You know they're like pestering some 13-year-old boy in a synagogue in West Orange, New Jersey, being like, hey, we hear you have a gift. He's like, I'm just studying my Haftorah.
Like, And Melissa doesn't know what to do in the store. She's like, oh, that Marge, she's so psychedelic. Okay? And then Joe picks up a giant glass nose and starts like humping it. He's like, look, it's a nose dick.
This is love definition of like bulls let loose in the China shop. This is like it made me actually want to go to the Jonathan Adler store in Melrose. Isn't that crazy? I was like, talk about good marketing. I was like, oh my God, these people are ridiculous in this store. I want to go and get a tchotchke.
I want to know how many giant glass noses she got, because like someone had to buy that giant glass nose. Someone had to.
Well, Teresa and Melissa went halvesies on a little bar set, right? Because one of them bought the ice bucket, the other one got the glasses. It's like a set.
Now, here's something weird. Now, they're saying, if they don't get an apology, after fucking the nose. if she don't get an apology, she's walking. And Melissa's like, it sounds like she's going to walk. Well, when Teresa got out of the prison, she was saying,
I got emotional, and the minute I saw him, I got choked up, and I didn't have the courage to ask for an apology anymore.
Well,
but then in this scene, she says that he did apologize.
Now, if you listen carefully, she didn't say, I couldn't ask for the apology. She said, when I saw him, I just got so choked up and stuff. So I just couldn't even ask. She didn't say I couldn't ask. She said, all that confidence that I was working on, it all just went away. That's all you heard. But that doesn't mean that she didn't ask for it. It just meant that it was harder for her.
Oh, I see. I got she wasn't saying, and yeah. The courage to ask for an apology went away is what I wrote down. Now I'm not transcribing.
Well, the courage went away, but she still asked. I think that's what the point is.
Oh, okay. Because I thought she said she didn't ask, and then when she saw them, she's like,
oh, it's okay. He apologized.
And he's like, he did? And she's like,
yeah. And then he said, he's really sorry. Nothing will happen like this again. And he was like, don't you read the letters I send you? And like all the stuff I send you from the camps? And I was like, I'm busy, you know?
Because you know she doesn't. She's like, oh, that's another letter.
Well, because she said, sort of more to your point, she goes, yeah, I'm still really mad about what happened and everything, and I lost time with my moms and stuff, and I just want an apology. And then he was like, oh, don't you read my letters and emails? And I was like, yeah, but it's weird with words that I want to see you face to face. So then he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And so I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh. The way she said it was like, he's like, oh, yeah, okay, fine, I'm sorry.
And Joe's like, I'm amazed he apologized. Like, he's hardcore old school. That's crazy. He wrote a letter? Like, what? A man wrote a letter to a woman? What?
This is crazier than this giant glass nose. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm picking this nose with my dick, babe. She's like, God, Joe. So then Teresa's like,
it's just like everyone makes mistakes.
And Melissa's like, yeah, that was a pretty big mistake. And she's like,
yeah, but you know, Joe, get your dick out of that nose, Joe.
There's something sort of super hot about the idea of Joe Gorga just disrobing in a Jonathan Adler store.
I still think he's hot too.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
He's super hot. I'm sorry. He's super hot. It.
Oh, I can't help thinking he's so hot.
He is so hot.
He's like the only Bravo guy I like to see do those thirsty scenes where he's like, oh, yes. Hey, camera crew, look at me take a shower. Look at that. And then they have to like blur out his dick. Usually that's a Jax move that I'm like, oh, yeah. The thirst, you know, yeah. But I love when he does it.
Yeah, I would have liked it if Apollo did that more in his prime.
Oh, rawr.
Apollo's also a big rawr. And you know who never really, you know who was like a rawr, but didn't really, we didn't really get to spend enough time in his rawrness was Donnie Edwards, Catherine Edwards' husband.
Mm.
He's rawr. He's rawish. I've actually seen him in person. And he is very rawr in person.
I don't think a lot of them are rawr, but definitely Joe Giudice. And
Joe
I Giudice, think it's the addition.
No,
Joe
Gorga, please.
Joe Giudice, I think, is kind of hot, too. No. There's something about these, like, Goomba-type guys, you
not
know?
Joe
it's like, you
Gorga, no.
I'm like, not you Joe don't know if they're gonna. He's not as hot as Gorga, but I could see the. Oh, my God. Why are we talking
Joe
about
Gorga that? is like, hot. He is just, he's muscular, but there's something about, you know what it is? He really does exude a sexuality. You know, he really, it seems like, a sexual creature, you know, and that's hot. You can sort of you can sense it.
Also, I love crazy eyes,
but you know what I hate?
And I like short guys.
But you know what I hate? Anytime we start thinking about, you know, sexy husbands, etc., no matter what, inevitably the boner killer is thinking of Ramona massaging Mario with the oil. It always pops up every single time.
Yeah, like if you're ever having trouble in real life with like getting boners, and this is, you know, this is a hint for everybody out there. You know, you can't just be walking around with boners, okay? But it's kind of normal for that to happen to a guy. If that happens, just think of that Ramona scene with Mario where she's like poking him in the chest, like, is that sexy? Okay. That's sexy, okay? Right? It's romantic, right? And he's just like, ugh. Yeah, I looped up for this. He's all like shaved chest. And, okay, let's change the subject.
Did we ever do a list of top 10 hottest husbands on The Housewives? Did we ever do that?
No, I don't think so. We haven't done like a ton of top 10 lists.
All right, why don't we add a? Well, we'll add a top 10. Well, let's do a top 10 hottest husbands on one of our live shows.
Okay, I'm down.
That's fun. I like doing that. We'll do it. We'll figure out which one.
All right. Well, that was a nice break through some sexual harassment of husbands. Now let's go to Siggy sexually harassing her son, Josh.
Yeah. Joshua emerges looking like he's about to go to a funeral. He's wearing like a black suit with a black tie, white shirt. I was like, where is he going? He's like, the prom. I dressed him like the funeral because it's the death of his childhood.
I want to go to prom with Joshua.
We know, Siggy. We know, yeah. Okay?
And her mom was like, Joshua, I cannot believe it. Oh, my little Joshua has grown up. I remember when you came out of my daughter's cookie.
Mother, it's my cookie. Don't take it away.
So Siggy comes to her ending circle. She's like, I realized our relationship won't end just because he's leaving. It's a cycle of life. Okay. He's not dead, so it's not really it's not really the circle of life. I wouldn't really hold up a baby lion at this point, but okay, glad you're smiling for a scene.
Everyone, come look. Here's some photos. This is Joshua with his little piggy and his pacifier, and now he's going to prom. And before he goes to prom, I just want to say, I've brought your piggy and your pacifier. Please, enjoy.
Embalala, jimba, tambalala. Embalala, jimba, tambalala.
We could do a mashup of Circle of Life and Sunrise Sunset.
It's the cookie of life.
Cookies are a circle.
Is this my little circle of life I carried?
Sunrise cookie, sunset cookie.
Cookie dough rise, cookie dough set. Cookie dough rise, cookie dough set.
Disco, 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 disco. It's Marge's party. Marge is like, oh my God, I'm a train wreck. I'm suffering from exhaustion.
I have exhaustion. Okay, you know what exhaustion is? It's when you're so tired, you're nauseous. It's like a portmanteau. I don't know. Like, you ask Goldie Hawn all about it. She's young. She understands what it's like.
Did you see that picture someone posted on Facebook of Goldie Hawn and Melanie Griffith both walking with giant sunglasses and full-length fur coats? On New Year's, just walking along, Melanie Griffith
together
is smoking cigarettes. Yeah, oh, and they're God. Like, they're still friends. I was like, this needs to be a show immediately.
Yeah, they're still friends. I didn't know they were friends in the first place. Like, me neither,
but it looks amazing.
How's that friendship going? Yeah. Good. Still friends. Yeah,
I'm suffering from exhaustion. Okay, I'm excited, but I'm a little concerned. But then, you know what? Larry, my party planner, said, "Don't worry, he could do it." You know, there were holes. There were literal holes in the ground. He filled them. Like, he filled them. He covered them in black and white stripes. I don't know. Did Jonathan Atlas send a nose? I don't know. But there's one here. This one here. Okay,
Joe. I want to leave the room just like this until we renovate. Okay, I just want, like, stripes everywhere. I just want a DJ booth up. It's going to be cool. It's like Macbeth collection. Parties. We'll put confetti on the floor. We'll tell Margot number 3 to heat up her oven. It's just going to be great, Joe.
Tell Shoshana we're still waiting for the waffle fries, and it's all going to be perfect.
Okay. Hey, Jody, you have the mac and cheese balls? You think they're going to come? Is your oven warmed up for the mac and cheese balls, Jody? No? Did you call Jody number 2? Maybe she has them? No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Water.
I mean, I could still keep talking. I could still vamp. I could talk about classic. I mean, I talk in classic Marge voice all the time. If I'm not talking classic Marge voice, I'm talking Ramona. I mean, like, honestly, kill me now. I'm just basically just like Joan. I'm like nonstop 24/7 Joan. Classic Joan, classic Marge, classic Goldie. You know what I'm saying?
When you're in a Marge or a Dolores, I'm like, oh, drink. I'm like peeing.
Because I go on and on.
I love it.
I feel like my Marge is a little off today. I'm a little sad. I'm like, oh, it's like I really want... You know, some days, I don't know if you feel this way, some days you come into a podcast doing an impersonation and you're in the zone and you feel like everything you say, you're channeling that person. And today I feel like I'm a little all over the map. Classic
Marge.
Well,
Marge, I've never really gotten a good Marge down. So I've never really had a good Marge. I love my Marge, but I don't really have a good one. So when it comes to that, I just like to sit back and listen to you.
Well, thank you. I feel like mine is pretty good. But I should have warmed up before the podcast because I feel like I'm sort of mixing a bunch of different housewives together. I'm like, whoa, this is classic Marge, okay?
Well, it's hard not to because they even bring Ramona up later in the coming up clips, yeah. You know?
Yes, I really appreciate that. So anyway, so Marge's place actually looks really awesome. They did a really good job. And the graveyard of disco balls, I thought was pretty cool. You know, there's just like tons of disco balls everywhere. I don't even know how they got so many disco balls. I mean, it's like crazy. I got exhausted just thinking about how all those disco balls get together. I mean, like, if Siggy Flicker were here, she would cry. I mean, the last thing I wanted to do was see a graveyard of disco balls and think it was what I hoped would happen to her if she fell down a staircase at some point.
That nutcase. It's going to be World War III in the graveyard of disco balls with that one. Like, who knows? Who even knows? At least she'll be lit well.
Okay. Yeah, next thing I know, she'll be calling me an anti-Semite because I have a mass grave of disco balls.
So Therese getting her makeup done at her house, and she's like, "Papa, look who's here! It's your two girlfriends." And the two makeup girls are Lucia and Lashes. I don't know what the other one's name is, but her lashes are so big. There's I'm one like, how do you not hit passing birds with those lashes? They're huge.
I think her name is Priscilla. I could be wrong. All I know is that she appears to be transitioning into a man who's transitioning into a woman.
Yes, like undecided.
It's definitely like Priscilla is just going. Actually, she's not even really. She doesn't look like she's transitioning. She just looks like she's moving into a drag space. And you know what? God bless Priscilla, if that's even your name.
I think she's just working on really strong eyelids. She's like, I'm going to have the strongest eyelids in Jersey, okay? Like, the first time this ever, an iron lash, I'm going to win it.
Iron lash. My lashes do really well in Lash CrossFit.
Lash Fit. Lashes picked up a huge tire and threw it across the room. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. My lashes need to do their burpees.
So then Dolores is getting her makeup done too, and she's like, I'm gonna call David right now. No answer, typical. Probably saving a baby. I mean, whatever. Look, I respect the baby saving, but you know what? He has to have a life. I mean, there's a graveyard full of disco balls.
I mean, I don't understand. Why does he not want to come with me to this party? Anyway, let's get into blackface.
Oh god. Yeah, she has her big Diana Ross wig on.
It actually was it's kind of funny. Because Luann, our dear Luann, also got into a Diana Ross getup. They kind of did the same thing, right? They just had the big wig, and they put on a lot of bronzer, which I feel like takes it up to the line. I mean, I'm not a black person, so maybe a black person could really weigh in on whether or not they felt offended. The way it looked to me is that it went right up to the line. Luann's went right up the line, but it was just
but Dolores
on this side.
Is dark skinned anyway, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think Dolores's, I actually thought did the same thing, but then there was an Instagram photo of her, and I don't know if it's a lighting thing or the filter, but she looked like she was fully in blackface.
Oh, no.
It was not really blackface, you know, because blackface is actually a very specific look, but it looked like dark, and I was like, Dolores. But yeah, she actually is already sort of naturally dark skinned. It's like that Mediterranean Sicilian thing going on. I don't think she needed to do the bronzer. She could have just done the wig.
I didn't even know that she did bronzer. I don't even notice stuff like that. Oh, I'm the worst gay. A terrible, terrible gay with stuff like that. I'm like, you know, your husband's hot. That's all I notice.
Yeah, I think the key is when you do a look like that, you put on a little bit of bronzer to allude to say like, yes, I'm not going to be so idiotic to just claim to be Diana Ross while I'm fully white, but I'm putting a little bronzer on to sort of like to acknowledge that this is a black woman, but I'm not putting on so much that I'm in blackface, you know? And I think
it's a non-offensive.
That's the key.
Non-offensive nod shade.
And the truth is, like a little bit later on, jumping ahead, someone, was it Siggy? I think it was like, I always say you look like Diana Ross mixed with Sophia Loren. And I was like, huh. Marge. It was Marge.
Yeah.
And she's actually totally right.
She's like, hey, Frank, you know what I always say about her? Ask her. Because I always say it. Ask her. It's the truth. Ask her. It's the truth. Ask her.
You know, are you going to ask her what? Like, what's going on here? It's like 60 minutes, except I've got only 60 seconds. Okay, just ask her already. What do I always say she looks like? Okay. What?
How many times do I got to ask you to ask her? I've got exhaustion.
Margo. All right. Margo number one and Margo number two. Get her here right now. What do I always say she looks like? Come on. What do I always say? Come on. You give me exhaustion already. Just answer. What do you always say? Jody, get here. Well, everyone come around. Jody one, Jody two, Margo three. All right, everyone get here.
I wish Shoshana could be here, but she's heating up the ovens.
Shoshana's on oven duty. Priscilla, where's the girl with the lashes? Priscilla, get over here. Okay, what does she look like? Who does she look like? Okay, come on. I need an answer. I need people. Is anyone listening to what I say whenever I say what she looks like? Anyone? Okay. Renata. Where's Renata? Renata, get over here.
I love that name, Renata.
Joyce. I think Laura Dern's winning all these awards mainly because her character's name was Renata.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, her name is Renata, give her the Oscar.
Yeah, I've never met a horrible Renata. I've never stayed at a bad Ramada. Like,
and
I think it's just a good
Do you occasionally like to watch Regatta? or enjoy some ricotta.
Renata, Shoshana, get me a waffle fry. So this party starts. Everybody's coming over. And Dolores is used. Oh, wait. Siggy gets the makeup people after Dolores, which means Dolores has had to walk around for hours as Diana Ross. God knows what she's been doing. She's gone to the grocery store as Diana Ross. It's like she had to get the makeup people to Sig. She's like, baby, baby. I've been to this part of the zoo before. Just doing Diana Ross in that part of the zoo.
She's just like always. Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were doing Justin Bieber there for a second. I was like, what? Upside down, you're turning me. Yeah.
Inside out.
Yeah. Endless
She's
love,
like, not
huh?
committed at all.
Endless zoo, right? That's they should call it Endless Zoo because I've been in this part of the zoo. They don't like the songs, okay? They don't like Diana Ross's songs. I've been to this part of the zoo also. Yeah.
Is there a Diana Ross song where she sings about open kitchens? Because I want to sing that one tonight if there's karaoke. Okay?
I'm making a new kitchen. I want the world to know.
So the makeup people are now at Siggy's house, and they're like, oh, we just came over from Dolores's house. Bam, bam, hit you in the face with my lashes. They're like, so is there going to be any drama tonight? And Siggy's like, I don't know. Me and this Margaret person, we don't got great chemistry together. I mean, the girl Margaret, she's so insensitive, I can't even believe I'm going to a party.
I mean, if I have to go to another event, first, I'm just going to throw myself down the stairs.
Ding!
You can tell that New Jersey is low on Bravo's priority list if the people of Priv didn't even show up to give these women makeup.
Like busy.
I mean, Priv even went to Summer House, okay? They didn't even go to New Jersey.
Busy. So the party arrivals start happening, and Danielle's like, oh my god, I love it. And Margaret goes, oh yeah, those are pictures of the Marge. That's the Marge. Hey, look at that picture. That's the Marge, too.
Hey, where's Joe? Joe. Deb, what's going on? Thanks for coming. Deb, thanks for coming. What's going on? Joe. I think she actually said that. I wrote that as a quote, but I actually don't understand. I don't remember the context of it, but it just sounds like a Marge thing to say.
I just love when she's walking around with a list of stuff to do. She's like, oh, look, there's the bar. There's this. There's that. And then the bar says Studio 54. And Teresa goes,
oh, Studio 54.
I liked how, by the way, the inconsistency on how people were dressed for this party, because I feel like a third of them were dressed for a disco party, and then a third of them were dressed like they were going to a fundraiser, and a third looked like they were looking for the OTB, you know? It was just all over the map.
The OTB. Yeah. This time we're going to get it. This time we're going to get it.
Maybe this time we're going to get it.
So, they're all talking about this horse statue that she has outside. Melissa's like, there's a horse outside. Can I get on it? She's like, oh my god, Melissa wants to get on the horse. I love that this show, they're always pointing out the obvious. And Teresa's like,
it's Studio 54. It's a horse. Oh my god, Melissa said she wants to get on the horse.
I'm like, you guys are constantly writing your own autobiographies.
It's a disco ball's graveyards. So everyone's like outside.
And Joe's like, she gets on the horse every night. Huh? Oh, yeah. Guess who else does? Oh, the nose. We bought that nose. It's our third. We're having an open relationship with the nose.
With the nose. I feel like someone on the production team over there must listen to us, because they wedged in an audio clip. I don't know if you heard it, of Marge turning to someone going, Jody, you having fun? I was like, oh, that had to be for us. Why would they else put that Jody? And they sliced in the Jody. You could hear the Jody was from a different part of audio. They put in a Jody and then said, you having fun? I was like, that was for us. That had to be for us.
What a gift. I'd prefer a nose.
No, listen, if you splice in a Jody, I'll be happy. I was happy.
So Margaret's like, is Siggy coming? Because, like, it's perfect so far. You know, there's a graveyard already. Is Siggy coming? Dolores is like, I mean, I heard she was. You know, I got my makeup done first. But, you know, 2 hours later, I think she was. I haven't talked to her since then. You know, getting her makeup done, whatever. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't hear it over the sound of me chomping on my animal crackers that I got in the other part of the zoo. Sorry, that was so forced.
Caramel corn hurts the teeth. Have you been to that part of the zoo? Why would they sell caramel corn around the monkey cage? Like, who wants to eat and smell that? You know what I mean? So Jan's like, I'm here. Didn't bring the kids. Here's a kiss. She's like, oh, thanks for coming.
Happy birthday. So now what I love is that you can tell the limitations of this show's budget, because on any other show, they would have given Margaret an actual horse to walk 10 feet on, which is, but in this one, they're like, okay, we're going to put Marge sort of awkwardly on this fake horse where she's going to sit on her side and hold the mane for dear life. And then we're going to have a bunch of guys lift it up like it's the chair at a bar mitzvah and glide it over 5 feet to a microphone.
It was like there's so not strange. Even a horse with wheels.
Yeah, what about a Trojan horse?
A Trojan horse. That's where Siggy comes in. She's like, I was here the whole time.
Shambador's like, throw USC.
You didn't even have to use a Trojan horse. You were invited. She's like, yeah, but it's better being tricky about it. So she's
they put me in the belly of a horse. Is this what you do to your guests?
So she's making her grand entrance, and Joe goes, is that a real horse? Fucking idiot. I love this guy. This stiff. Is why I want to marry Joe, okay? This is why. He's excited by everything. Is that a real horse? Yes, Joe.
Is it by Jonathan Joe. Adler? So Marge is like, you know, I just want to give a speech to everyone. You know, now I've turned 50, and I'm like, I'm so blessed. I have a blessed life. I've got my mother, Marge Sr. I've got my friends. I got my friend who's from Britain but sounds like she's from Syosset. I love her. What's her name? Lexi. She's here. All my friends. I got my new friends. My new friends who put me on TV. I got this fake horse. I named him Horseful. Horsey. I couldn't really think of anything good. It was off the top of my head. My brain's full of Goldie Hawn jokes and Joan Rivers stuff. Anyway, everything's wonderful except I have no children. Anyway, thank you for coming.
She's like, I'd like to thank Shoshana for her ovens. Okay, thank you all for coming. Thank
Jody,
you all
for where's coming. Jody? Where's my girl Jody? Jody. No, no, not Jody 2. Okay, I'm not talking to you, Jody 2. Okay, Jody number 1. Okay, there's my girl. That's my girl, Jody number 1 over there. Thank you, Jody. She painted the horse's hoofs.
So perfect timing right after the speech. Everybody's cell phones start going off. It's like an Amber Alert, but for Sig. It's like a Siggy Alert.
Yeah. Sig Alert.
It's the Sig Alert. It's the Know Your Worth alert. Everyone's like, why am I getting a hashtag that says Know Your Worth? Oh, it's from Siggy. Everyone's like, I just heard
a Studio 54.
Is that a horse? Margaret's like, oh my God, I heard Siggy's not coming. I heard she might be in the hospital. What? And Danielle's like, oh my God, give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break here.
So then, so while they're digesting this rumor, we see Marlene dancing on the dance floor, which is great. And
disco, 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 disco,
disco, disco. And so now the girls are all talking. And Siggy's in the hospital. She fell. She has a swollen ankle. And Danielle, as you said, is like, oh, please. She just wants to, you know, it's a deflection. It's always a deflection with her. She's just deflecting. She's a deflector. Deflection, deflection, attention. That's what she wants. And Dolores is like, oh, really? All right. You're such a slob. You're such a slob. I'm like, you're the one in blackface, Dolores.
I love how casual they've gotten with each other now. She's like, oh, ha-ha, you're such a slob. Like, they're just so comfortable just hating on each other at this
point. Scumbag. I still love that. Welcome back, scumbag.
Scumbag. she's like, she fell. Well, I hope she's not hurt. Oh, Melissa. Melissa's totally thinking she threw herself down the stairs, too, you know, which who didn't? I mean, that had to have crossed everybody's mind. Like, suddenly she's fallen down the stairs or whatever. And Dolores is like, well, she said they're taking x-rays. And Teresa's like,
yeah, well, then they're x-rays, right? Like, you never fake an injury. And like, you don't question someone when they say they're in camps.
So, yeah, people are still on Siggy's side, which, oh, girl, I don't know. Even Margaret. Margaret's like, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt because, you know, even she's not crazy enough to fake this, right? Yeah. Right?
Well, Margaret's whole issue is like, I don't understand. She's texting everyone. She's going out of the way to text everyone, but she's not texting me, and I'm the one who's, like, more of a Joan than anyone else here. So I don't know why she's not texting me.
Which is true, but, I mean, it's Siggy. And then, you know, Siggy shows her mature self in a minute. So let's see. Melissa and Joe have a talk about it, and Melissa's like, I'm getting wasted. And Joe goes, did Ziggy break a leg?
and Melissa's basically of the mindset, like, you know, I feel bad for thinking that she may have done this to herself, but then I think, isn't it also weird that it's actually in the realm of possibilities, you know? Or maybe that was a little bit later. But basically,
He goes, he's like, wait, so you're saying she threw herself down the stairs? And she's like, I didn't say that, Joe. He goes, well, look, let me tell you something about her. First, she does this, and then they show Siggy, like, screaming and yelling. Then she does this, and then they show her screaming and crying about a cake. And then she laid down at a party, like, that's all I wanted. And I just like that they told Joe, look, Siggy's not here, and we need a good montage of her acting crazy. So could you just mention all of the things she does, you know, she's done this season?
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because when they did that, I was thinking that we just weren't going to see Siggy for the rest of the episode. And so they were doing kind of like this, because we wouldn't be seeing Siggy, this is how we were going to have Siggy's presence felt, by having a gigantic montage of all her crazy moments. But lo and behold, we then go to a hospital where she's being loaded up into a car and she's in a sling and she's like, I fell down the stairs. And they actually have like a flashback of her at the bottom of the stairs, you know, being like, oh,
oh, I counted each stairs I went down. There were 18, 18 stairs. My back, my arm, my face, my heel, my thumb. In between my fingers, even. It's been a nightmare.
Just a soft landing. That's all I wanted.
And like we said before, it was at the bottom of the stairs. So what? I don't know what to think. I don't think she would have thrown herself down the stairs.
No, I think she fell, for sure. I think she fell. I don't think Siggy is going to go to that. Like she said herself, if she wanted to come up with an excuse to not go, she would have done anything other than throw herself down some stairs. Siggy's not going to throw herself downstairs.
Yeah, you know? But you know, I love a conspiracy. Like later someone said, well, she was planning on coming because look, here's her Instagram and she was posing with her husband in her outfit. Right. So I was like, so did she go back upstairs to get her shoes and put them on upstairs and then come back down? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, she could have decided to change her shoes or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I think it looked like, from that footage, she looked severely shaken up, like she had just fallen down some stairs. I don't think she's going to... I don't think anyone is going to fling themselves down a staircase unless they're part of some large insurance scam.
Yeah, and I feel like they would have gotten it on camera.
I wish we could have seen her fall down that staircase.
I know, that's terrible to say, but I kind of do, too.
I mean, could you imagine Sigala falling down those stairs? Siggy, the sea monster, it's coming back, Soggy Flicker. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum, bum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 stairs.
Joshua.
At the beginning of the... towards the beginning of the season, someone had posted a picture of Feud with their faces on it, and she was the one, you know, the sister in the wheelchair, Joan Crawford, and she's like, how dare you, threatening violence, saying that you're gonna throw me down some stairs or something like that. And someone reposted it on Facebook and I was cracking up, like, of course,
yeah,
now she gets
so many like, meanings.
It all comes full cookie, guys. Comes full cookie.
Well, she better not watch Dolores Claiborne.
Yes, oh my god.
Just a little Dolores Claiborne reference for everyone.
So Dolores has been texting her like, Danielle's talking all this kind of shit. I don't care if if a hand got chopped off, you better get here. So Siggy's like, I gotta go. Okay, no one talks about Siggy Flicker that way, Michael Campanella. Like, oh, Jesus.
Like everyone talks about you that way, unfortunately. And Dolores is great. She's like, well, I know that she's coming. I'm not going to tell anyone. The way these girls are talking about it, they don't deserve to know that she's coming. Let them be surprised. I was like, yes, Dolores, yes. That's exactly what I would do.
And typical petty. Siggy arrives, and she's like, driver, okay, I want to keep the car here. I want to steal Tree, Dolores, Melissa. It's like she's naming all the cast members she wants to take away from the party. She's like, come on.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Keep Campanella company. So she limps in on her cast, and everybody kind of starts laughing because, you know, Siggy limping. Like, how can you not?
Yeah, they're like, whoa, yeah. And then she's like, 6 weeks like this, 6 weeks!
And Melissa's like, you really hurt yourself? I can't believe it. Oh, my God. And she's like, what? You think I faked it? What are you saying? She's like, well, I mean, come on. And Tree's like, I can't believe she showed up. So it is. Like, right there, it shows you she wants to make things better with Margaret. No, it doesn't.
And so then it's like, here comes the big confrontation. You know, Danielle comes by. It's like, hello, Danielle. I heard you were thinking that I threw myself down the staircase intentionally. Is that true? And Danielle's like, yeah, I mean, I figured you'd do anything to not come to this party, basically. And even Siggy had to laugh at that.
Yeah, Melissa copped to it. She's like, look, I have to admit, I thought this bitch would throw herself down the stairs before she'd come here. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. Well, I'm not surprised about Danielle, the sperm on shoe thrower, but I am shocked that Melissa drank the Kool-Aid. And I love that she said, you know how much I love myself. I wouldn't throw myself down the stairs. I love the cig.
And Siggy was like, I was scared to come. And Margaret's like, I mean, I don't know why she'd be scared to come. I mean, I've never publicly humiliated her. I've never called her an anti-Semite. I've never pushed her down a staircase. I've never made a whole scene on the floor. You know, I don't know why she'd be scared to come here. I mean, doesn't everyone want to come here? They get to meet all the Jodies and all the Margos and Renata. And then on top of that, you get to hear all the jokes from Joan Rivers. I mean, it's a great party.
I'm the one who should be scared, okay? Like, it's me. I'm the one who should be scared. Like, you're more Joan than me. I'll be on my 50th birthday. Come on. And she's like, well, you know, look, she goes, we could have social graces, you know, and then we were nice that morning. So, like, I was shocked when you didn't want to meet Marge Sr., okay? She goes, I never said I wanted to be friends. I don't want to be friends. Oh, okay? I came here to be with Teresa and Melissa. And Teresa's trying to help her, which when Teresa has to send you the freaking life jacket, you're in trouble, you know?
Yeah. She's like, well, I thought, but you came here to say happy birthday, right? Right? Just say happy birthday, right?
Yeah. Margaret's like, no, she didn't. She just said it. Look, I extended the olive branch, and what's the point? Like, she hits me in the face with it, okay? Like, I just got hit in the face with an olive, okay?
You know, this must be an olive in my martini. Instead, it's on my face right now. I can't deal with this. That was a Joan right there. Anyone hear it? Is a Joan joke about olives? No? Anyone?
I mean, that was shaken, not stirred, and it was dirty, okay? Which normally, I like, anybody now? Like, anybody on the board?
I thought we had a Bond, a James Bond. See what I did there? No.
Nobody? Seriously? Like, is this even my 50th birthday party?
Like, I mean, it's like some people have a license to drive. I have a license to kill them with comedy. That's what I'm saying right now.
I got skills, the cat skills. Anybody? Still? Anybody?
Octopussy? Anyone? Anyone?
And Dolores, of course. And Siggy's just digging her grave even more. She's like, well, yeah, I just came here for them because I love them and I don't want to be your friend. And then she's just being horrible, you
totally
know?
Obnoxious. And like, it's even more obnoxious because she is a, you know, a lifestyle motivational speaker. You know, here's this woman who is going, having retreats, preaching about how to work through issues, how to deal with things. And I think it's totally fine to say I'm a work in progress, but I don't like taking people's money to give them advice that you are totally incapable of even trying to follow. I understand if you try and you fail, but the way it's so rude to go there and be like, I don't even want to be friends. I'm, you know, I know you don't want to be a phony, but you could at least say, you know, happy birthday. I would love to meet your mother.
But it's,
you know,
like, it's multiple like it's... times now where she's forgiven Margaret and then just decided, I take it back. And
yeah, Margaret's it's like, not, what it's the not fuck? Fair.
Like, what's even happening
there? You can't do that, Siggy. And I love you. To me, take this as constructive advice.
Siggy, we've been there for you.
And I still will be there. Like, I love Siggy Flicker. I love her. I think she's great. I think she has galvanized this show for the past two seasons. I want her to come back. I'm not sure if she can or if she will because she's quit. Maybe she was fired. Who knows what happened? But, you know, but you gotta go to some therapy,
she's
ma'am.
It's like she's actively trying to make everybody hate her. And it makes me crazy because it's starting to work, Siggy. Stop
it. Yeah, because I'm actively trying to like you.
And Dolores makes excuses for every little thing, which makes me crazy. Yeah. She's like, look, I mean, I know it's not great, but it's hard for Sig in this frame of mind. I mean, 18 stairs. 18 stairs, okay? Look, maybe we'll go
and on the 19th, she found out it wasn't even hers. Just kidding. That was a very forced reference.
Well, Teresa's like, don't worry, I'm not leaving. I'm just gonna walk her out, okay? But then she gets out there, and because it's Jersey, it's all about loyalty and who you leave with on this show. And she's like, well, you know, like, she's trying to talk to her. She's like, hi, and like, you came from Margaret at her own party? Like, come on, didn't you come to say happy birthday?
No, I hate her.
I don't.
Yeah, she literally says that. And so finally Siggy's leaving and she's taking Dolores with her. And it's funny because you say Dolores is making up every excuse for Siggy, which she is. But weirdly, I find it endearing because I feel like Dolores is a really good friend. You know, I love Dolores. I just think she's great. But in this case, I think that she and Teresa should have been like, listen, Siggy, be a grown up right now. You're hurt. We all want you to be here. Even Margaret wants you to be here on some level. So enjoy yourself. We're having a great time. But instead, Siggy's like, I'm leaving. And she brings Dolores and Teresa with her. And that sucks for Marge, you know? Because, you know, like two of the, like, basically three of the cast members just left. And on top of that, it's kind of like the most popular cast member left too, you know? Doesn't that suck if you have a party and like someone really popular comes and you're like, wow, I can't believe they came to my party, and then someone makes them leave? That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not. It's not cool. And it's not cool that Teresa did it. Like, I get that Dolores is going to do it, even though I don't agree. But Teresa, that's not cool. But she's like,
well, she was there for me, so I got to go too.
Which I know she thinks she's doing the right thing, but it's not. Doing the right thing is telling your friend you're acting like an asshole. People are going to hate you when they see this. Stop acting like a baby, or you're going to ruin your own life. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? That's a good friend.
And Marge was really annoyed that Teresa left with Siggy. She was frustrated. So then we got to see the updates on everyone's lives, as per tradition on a season finale. So Teresa's update is that Teresa is loving Joe's new hot bod, and he's transferred to a new prison, and she can't wait to see him once he's approved for visitations. I'm like, what sort of update is this?
All these updates were a little weird. Siggy's cut back on work to spend more time with Campanella. She has more time to visit Joshua and the freedom to do his laundry every time she stops by.
What? I almost wondered if that was a coded way of saying that she's been dropped from the show. You know, she's cut back on work, you know?
Yeah. She's been forced to cut back on work.
Yeah. Because what was in her, I don't remember even what was in her quitting letter. Was it, did she say she wanted to spend more time with family? I don't even remember. But
no, she said that at the reunion, Margaret admitted that production said that Siggy sucked and to go against her. Right. And so Margaret was doing it for that and then had to apologize and blah, 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 blah.
I feel like this was their veil, as a veiled sort of poke at Siggy for basically not leaving the show. And then Dolores is updated. Dolores is enjoying visiting Frankie at Sacred Heart and hanging with his new girlfriend. She hopes they can do a double date with her and David if David is ever available. It's like, okay, great. Melissa's sales have skyrocketed since her trip to Milan. Envy is keeping her busier than ever. She's thankful that Gorga's restaurant delivers. LOL. I mean, I added the LOL.
They closed, by the way.
They just closed like this week. Yeah. So I'm glad they're delivering also. Delivering debt bills.
They're like, Melissa sold 100% of her stock, which was that one backpack she ordered from Milan.
One backpack. Sales have skyrocketed. Well, when you go from zero to two, that is considered increasing your sales by
200%. 200%.
Or, I don't know, with the zeros, it's weird because math and zeros, I don't know.
Ask party planner Larry, okay, if you want to know.
Yeah.
Margaret's home renovation is stalled. Joe and Marge Sr. want to keep the party decorations up forever. Margaret is finally considering calling in an outside contractor named Larry the Party Planner. Get on it. Just bring Larry in.
Seriously. You know, I have to say, Margaret, you know, if her goal was to weasel her way into this cast, which it pretty much was, as evidenced by the very first episode when she got that whole, you know, arrangement of flowers for Teresa, which was kind of crazy. It worked because she got the season finale party and she also got the final update on the update thing, which is normally reserved for the big star, right? So look at you.
And I don't think she weaseled. I mean, she got cast and she did it right. She got lucky in a way with Siggy because Siggy victimized her in the first season, which, look, the victim, the one who is bullied is always kind of a hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Marge earned it. She brought us so many good Marge-isms, all the extra characters. She was open and honest the whole time.
She's
so
funny.
I say,
yeah. She did a great job. That's a great example of how to make your presence known. I think you could also, you know, she is from the Dorinda school of coming in late in a show's run and just being herself and being outspoken and not being ridiculous where it's obvious she's trying to stir up drama like an Amber Marchese. You know, she's just doing her, and by being just who she is, she clashed with someone else like Siggy, who was just being herself, and you get great drama. Because these are two women that Siggy can't get out of her own way, right? She can't help but be herself, and Margaret can't help but be herself. And that's all we can ask for on these shows are people who don't overproduce themselves. They just can't help themselves.
Yep, and next season is when the bitch flower blooms. On this show, we talk about season two is when the bitch flower blooms. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens with Margaret, because Siggy won't be there to take the time away. And we already saw at the end of this where she's like, Teresa better have a good excuse. That's all I could say, you know?
Yeah.
Where she has no problem getting pissed at who she needs to get pissed at. So, ooh, I cannot wait to see it come back, girl.
Yeah, it's really a shame that Siggy won't be back, because I think the cast chemistry was really on point. I feel like everyone played a part in the drama over the course of the season. I mean, those are the best seasons. Like Dallas also, right? Everyone was in the mix in some way. I think Dallas was kind of a masterclass this past season in how a Housewives show could be. But I feel like every person on the cast this season played a part and was essential. I like when there's interlocking drama between people on a show. And so as a result, the season as a whole has like something going on, you know, as opposed to Atlanta right now, which is entertaining and stuff, but this Nene Portia fight, that this is supposed to be the feud that anchors this season, it feels stupid and fake, which is what happens with all of
Atlanta
fights,
but it's also Atlanta is a classic at making you think nothing's gonna happen, and then boom, it's like the craziest shit that's ever happens.
Yeah. So. Last season was a much better example, though, where, again, more of the women were sort of drawn into this mess, where it was this Sheree situation. Sheree was gossiping, and then Phaedra started talking shit. Then it was the Portia versus Cam. It just sort of spiraled out of control, and that was a great example of, again, an entire cast getting embroiled in a drama. But right now, it's very one-dimensional with Nene versus Portia. It's an argument that
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't have any gravitas.
That one doesn't even make sense.
You know,
like the argument on this season was so petty. It was like cakes, and it was the anti-Semite thing and all that. Like, it was all petty and silly, but at least
it made sense.
At least you could follow it. The Nene Portia thing doesn't even make any damn kind of sense.
Well, it's a fight about stuff that happened off camera in between seasons that pertains to their fame, as opposed to this one, which, yeah, you could probably put an interpretation that if you read between the lines, it's, you know, Siggy getting mad that a new girl is coming in trying to take her place on a show. But it's really, you know, you can track it. Like you said, it was a cake situation where Siggy felt disrespected, then she didn't get the apology that she felt she deserved, and they thought she was overreacting, and it goes up from there. And that's actually kind of, we've been in those situations before, right? Where you feel disrespected by someone, and they think you're overreacting. That's much more relatable than, you know, these two women. You know, you said this about me on Dish Nation. Well, you said this about me on Watch What Happens Live, you know?
Yeah, and then the semantics of what was actually said. Yeah, this one was good. And then they showed clips of the reunion coming up, and it looks so hilarious. Ramona told somebody something, so Andy calls Ramona Singer, and she's like, oh, God, Andy, God, Andy.
I know, I think Ramona calls Andy, and he's like, I'm in the middle of the reunion, Ramona.
Oh, I thought they call her to, like, fact check something.
Either way,
that's
great.
Even better the way you put it. And then they said, and someone is here. And Teresa's like, I'm not on, or whatever. And then we actually see the heels walking in.
Do you know who it is?
No, do you?
Yes. Do you want to hear? They put it on, watch the Andy Cohen showed the clip. So they're talking about Kim D. And Andy Cohen's like, well, she's actually here. Kim D. And what our listeners were saying is, it's funny because Andy Cohen always does that. Well, she's actually here, and it's always a fake out. But in this case, Kim D actually shows up, and Andy Cohen says to Teresa, stay on the couch. And they start fighting, and it's going to be great. And I'm hoping Kim D is going to be on this week, because I really hope we get to talk about that at the Boston show, because we're going to be talking about the New Jersey reunion. And I hope the Ramona call happens in next week's show, and I hope that this Kim D thing happens on next week's show, because I want to talk about that at our live show. That will be hilarious.
So good. And yeah, and people are very opinionated about this season, so it'll be fun to have the live audience and hear the yellbacks and all the opinions of people about Jersey, because Jersey is the loudest damn show out there. Well, except for Atlanta. Atlanta can compete.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, this was Teresa's most innocent season, and she still screamed through, tried to throw a chair and threw a glass of wine at a wall or whatever.
You're right. This was, I actually think this was Teresa's best season of all time. It was the first time that she was sweet and tried to make amends with people and seemed to take personal responsibility for things. You know, I've always disliked Teresa. Season one, I disliked her going forward. And this is the first season where I was like, you know, Teresa ain't half bad.
Yeah.
So, and
she seems to grow in her own weird little way.
And you're right. It's her tamest season. And she threw a chair and a glass at the wall.
Yeah. It's like her nice season. And she's still the total monster, which I love. But then right after, she's like, "Ha, that was fun." It's like, yeah. What are you talking? You just threw a chair.
By the way, I know a lot of people have been clamoring for Classic Marge to come to Boston, our Boston show. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll try to make it happen, but I don't get your hopes up too much, by the way. I just don't want people to feel like that it's going to happen and then feel let down. I just want everyone to manage their expectations.
Most of those guest things that happen at those shows really are just fun guest last minute things where we email people or tweet people or whatever, because we're not allowed to really say, oh, hey, so-and-so is doing the show, and then sell tickets, because that becomes a whole other thing with the network.
We'll get in trouble with Bravo. They get in trouble with Bravo.
Right, and we don't want to cause trouble for these people. I mean, we cause enough trouble for them just by ragging on them on the internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody listening to Bravo, always feel free to come to a show. Yes. We'll bring you up. We'll have fun with you.
We'll bring you on stage.
We have to be very careful about who we, you know, go after, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That said, Classic Marge, we're obsessed.
Yeah, we are obsessed.
And we're in New York the following month, so that's closer.
Yeah. But I just wanted, because I know there was a lot of scuttlebutt about the Boston show, and I just want to manage expectations. I don't want people to think that, like, you know, that we're just, that we're implicitly offering up Classic Marge.
Yes, exactly.
But maybe we'll try. We'll try.
But also, thank you to everybody who, like, tries to help with that stuff. We love you guys. We have the best listeners ever, you guys.
We really do. We really, really do. Everyone's so kind and reaching out and be like, you need a place to stay and all that. It's so nice of you guys.
It's a village. It takes a village to raise two shitty queens on a podcast, okay? We've got a good village.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're going to be back tomorrow to talk some Top Chef. And then we'll be back next week to talk more Bravo. Go to watchcraftins.com to buy tickets and merchandise, or just to poke around for fun if you're bored.
Just talk some poop.
Yeah, look at pictures. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye.